A year from now, if the Obama health law remains, thousands of Washington residents will start buying health insurance through a new agency. It's nicknamed an exchange because it's a little like a stock exchange. In this case, it's where you'll go to buy or sell insurance. The appointed board that's setting it up has picked a name, Washington Health Plan Finder. At a forum on how it'll all work, Gary Chandler of the Association of Washington Business was worried.
The big thing is how are we going to pay for that exchange?
The health plan finder will cost about $50 million a year once it's up and running. That's for administration, marketing, customer service. One suggestion is to raise a 1% tax on everyone's health insurance premiums in the state. Chandler says the business group is solidly against any kind of taxes, which could discourage hiring.
But bigger yet, the concern is going to be, should us on the outside in the private market have to subsidize and pay for those inside the exchange?
An alternative is to charge only the people who use the health plan finder. They'd end up with a service fee costing about $14 a month on top of their insurance premiums. The concern there is, what if the fee scares people away from using the health plan finder? If fewer people use it, it won't work well as a competitive marketplace. The federal government has promised thousands of dollars in subsidies per person for middle-income and low-income families who use the exchanges. The volunteer board that oversees Washington's health plan finder plans to ask the legislature this winter to approve the tax on everyone. The fee just on users is a backup. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.